Why, thank you, Jungle Jim, for that wonderful musical introduction. Man, you're just jamming it out. You know, you're at a different level sometimes. You sit over there behind your synthesizer today with your, you know, your sparkling, what is it, a pink blazer with your, you know, your black satin shirt on, black pants, just all decked out, my gosh, and a purple tie. Look at you over there just cranking it out. Possessed, man possessed. Possessed on his synthesizer. Jungle Jim's the man. He's our musical director, Jungle Jim. Hi, I'm Tim Marr, and this is Failing Up, recording this podcast in the basement studio located along the shores of the mighty Seneca River, which flows all the way up to that Great Lake of Ontario, which then feeds the northern flowing river of the St. Lawrence Seaway, which is packing up and getting ready for a huge summer after Memorial Day with boats and vacationers and ships. That's right, maybe a cargo ship goes by. Oh, why there's a cargo ship coming from the ocean, flows out into the Atlantic Ocean and around the world, just like my voice. If you make a left, you're going to find yourself in Toronto, Canada. Beautiful Toronto, Canada. Somehow you'll get down to Buffalo, if you'd like to. Get on Niagara Falls, flip into the river, and off you go into Lake Erie and feed those other great lakes. Erie, Michigan, Huron, Superior. Wow, that calls for a cup of coffee out of my Hyde's coffee mug. Hyde's is a famous hot dog stand in upstate New York, and Liverpool, New York, just about 7 miles outside of Syracuse, makes the best hot dogs in the world. I'm sorry, Chicago. Chicago cannot compete with the Hyde's hot dog. So if you're from Chicago and you want to talk about a hot dog, you've got to come to Syracuse, get out to Liverpool, and go to Hyde's. I will match a Hyde's hot dog against any hot dog in the country, in the world, including the famous hot dogs out of Chicago, Illinois. That's right. I've had them. Yeah, I've got a cup of coffee already. Mm-hmm. Oh, nothing like smashing the mic, Jungle Jim. Jim, wake up. Man, I was watching the Washington's Correspondents' Dinner the other night. Last night, actually. Great dinner. Funny. Biden was on. He was funny. All the presidents are usually funny when they do that. Of course, Trump boycotted it. But in any event, you know, with Biden announcing that he's going to be seeking re-election, and with Trump announcing that he's going to be seeking re-election, and more so with Biden than Trump, I don't understand, because he's only like 3 years older than him, but this whole issue of competency around age has come up. That, you know, if you get to a certain point and you're no longer competent, or you no longer have your facilities or your faculties, as they say. Now, in this day and age where everybody is being, you know, all issues, ageism, sexism, all kinds of isms, characterizing individuals as not being capable of functioning because of their age is horrendous. And now you look at where we are in our world today and how that's all been proven false. I mean, when I was like in 20, when I was 20, 21, 18, 17, I went backwards. You know, somebody who's 30 seemed old, but then when you get to be 30 and, you know, 40, blah, 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 blah. But in our day and age, you know, we have the Rolling Stones filling stadiums. Mick Jagger's almost 80 years old, and he's filling stadiums with Keith Richards, who God knows how he's alive, but he's almost 80 years old. You know, 44-year-old, 45-year-old NFL quarterbacks. You know, individuals just peaking or constantly evolving. And so to say that the individual is too old to be president of the United States, that he passes every physical there is. And then I was listening to it was a television show, but I was listening because I was doing other important things, Jungle Jim. I had important things to do this morning. I had to feed the cats. I had to get the peanuts out for the squirrels because they were pissed off because they didn't have any peanuts. Yeah, these squirrels in this dark of the woods, I'm going to tell you, if you don't have peanuts, if you start feeding them peanuts, they expect it. If you don't give them their peanuts in the morning, they are PO'd. They are peanut off, pissed off. Oh, they were angry this morning. I had to run out to the store and get a big bag of peanuts just to, so I can get attacked by squirrels leaving the house. But I was listening to the news. It was on TV. And that was the issue they were talking about, you know, age. And this one, it was a soundbite. I think it was Nikki Haley was saying this. Nikki Haley, who of course Don Lemon said was past her prime and caused a whole brouhaha. Nikki Haley now and the Republicans are all going to use age as a point, an arguing point for the upcoming election. Even though their candidate, most likely the individual is going to be representing the Republicans is going to only be 3 years younger than the individual who they're using age against. But Nikki Haley, who had, disgusting statements stated to her by Don Lemon about being past your prime, she actually makes a statement about Biden is, if you vote for Joe Biden, you're actually voting for Kamala Harris, because we know he's not going to make it past 86. So they're predicting when this man, not only are they saying this man doesn't have the faculties to be the leader of the free nation because of his age, but they're also saying he's going to be dead by 86. They're letting him know, Joe, you got 6 years to live, or whatever it is, 4 years to live. And they're not doctors. They don't know. He could live to be 100. They don't know. And he's sharp. But age is going to be a huge issue, you know. And it used to be, you know, you were a certain age and you were kind of put out the pasture, you're retired and you did this and you did that. But I see it's constantly evolving. You reach a certain age and you take on something new. Keep going, or you're going to be under the ground growing. You know, based on my history of a ill-spent decade, I went back to college when I was 34 years old to get my bachelor's degree. I graduated with my bachelor's degree at 36. Went back and got my master's and graduated with my master's when I was 47. Didn't feel any different graduating with a master's at 47 than it would have at 26. Felt great. Had to work just as hard. A little easier because of computers and all that kind of stuff. But you just keep going. But age has become this, it's going to become this rallying point. But the individuals are going to point out and say, oh, you're too old, are the same ones who are going to say, you're singling out people, or you're profiling people by other characteristics, which is all wrong. It's all wrong. Don't get me right. It's wrong. Don't get me wrong. I'm wrong. It's wrong. Don't get me wrong. I'm saying it's wrong. But the point is that these elections are going to be unique in that way. Now, the only other time I believe, guess what? Jungle Jim, it's time for a Heinz coffee. Hey, if you want a hot dog, the best hot dogs in the world, come on up to Liverpool, New York, grab yourself a Heinz hot dog. Best weenie in the world. Oh, man. Mm-mm-mm. You want a weenie, grab a Heinz hot dog, not a family member. But but what I'm saying is, I can't remember what I was saying. I got so enthralled with the Heinz weenies. Hot dogs. Franks. Some call them Franks. Why do they call them Franks? Did Frank make a dog? We have what they call up here, Coneys. I call them Coonies. They're white hot dogs. Fantastic. Yeah, from this region, along with salt potatoes. Salt potatoes were, if you ever had a salt potato, you know, they're little round like baked potato, like a potato, but then people, you know, boil them like you do with a baked potato, boiled potato. But you throw salt into the water. And they originated in this region. Actually, they originated in Liverpool as well, I believe, because they had these big salt brines up there. It was a lot of salt. The Salt City. Syracuse was known as the Salt City because of this. And the workers put the salt into the water and boiled up potatoes. That's what they did. Yesterday, I was driving down the highway, Jungle Jim, and a truck of manure. This truck spilled his manure all over the middle of the highway. Right in the center, like huge, like quarter miles of manure in the middle lane. Cars were sliding and slipping all over the place. God, that shit. But it's true. I managed to get to the right, and I said, man, that's a lot of mud. But then you smell that smell of manure. And I actually like the smell of manure. But anyway, salt potatoes, manure, Coneys, Heinz, coffee. But if you get back to this, and in this election, the only other time I believe age was an issue was in 1960 when John Kennedy was running in Richard Nixon. They were saying he was too young. Now, he's too young to be president. Now we have a guy who's too old to be president. But there's no retirement age on the presidency. And so they're going to look for every little, just like they did for every little stumble, every little mistake that he makes. Oh, you see, he's not fit to be president. He's going to die by the time he's 86. Well, who thought Keith Richards was going to be on the stage when he was 78 or 79 doing what he's doing? He was supposed to be dead by the time he was 26. He still got his face. He's still singing and rocking and rolling. It can be done. It's not an issue. It is not an issue. And unfortunately, because I don't favor the potential Republican candidate, it's not even an issue there. And if it's not an issue, it's not an issue. You know, if I was in the hospital and a doctor walked in and the doctor was 80 years old, and he was the best surgeon in the region, and somebody said, here comes Dr. Mahugi, and Dr. Mahugi walks in, Dr. McGillicuddy, I like that name better, Dr. McGillicuddy walks in, and he's 80 years old, he's got a little stammer, but he's the best heart surgeon in the world. Guess what? He's cutting me open. I don't care how old he is. He's slicing me in two. He's going in, taking it out, fixing it up, pumping it up, putting it back in. Age. Age is just a state of mind. If you still have a mind, it's okay. People deteriorate at all different ages. There are people who are toasted by the time they're 30. There are people who have lost their faculties by the time they're 45. There are people who are so burned out by the time they're in their 50s and their 60s, all they want to do. Because they just want to retire. I just want to retire. And they do something else. They live a very full life, but they live a life that doesn't have all that stress and pressure. And they do whatever they want to do. And when I retire, I want to go work at a market. I want to go work at like the big markets here at Wegmans. I want to go work at Wegmans and be like somebody who's, you know, talking to people in the store all day and maybe doing samples when they do those back again. That's what I want to do. I want to be around people. I don't have to worry about all the other stuff you have to think about at work, all the headaches you have. Oh my God, is this done? Deadlines, all that kind of, screw it. I want to go there and just put on produce, put it on the shelves and shoot the breeze with people. That's what I want to do. That's part of what it's all about. But age, using age, it's almost as bad as using race, you know. And subliminally, that was done when Obama ran. I mean, there were hidden cues when he ran, but there was a big part of the country that did not want Barack Obama to be president. And the only reason why was the color of his skin. And if Joe Biden was 30 years younger, they'd be saying something else about him. But now he's too old. He's not too young. He's too old. He has too much experience. That's what he has. He has too much experience. For God's sakes, Mitch McConnell's almost the same age as Joe Biden. Donald Trump is almost the same age as Joe Biden. I mean, what is it all about? Who makes that decision? His physician makes the decision if he's all there. No more than a physician makes a decision if I'm all here. I'm not all here. I don't think I'm all here. Oh, man, I really need that coffee. But it really boils down to, it's not about the age, it's about the individual. It's about the decision-making process and who they surround themselves with. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm trying to make a point here. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Jim's over there right now. He's just polishing his synthesizer. He is one of the shiniest synthesizers you'll ever see, Jungle Jim's. It is just, it's so shiny, it just glimmers, because between the open of this program, this podcast, and it's called podcast, and between the end of the podcast, he polishes that bad boy. He's over there polishing it up, and he's putting those cleaning wipes that became popular during the pandemic. He wipes off all the keys, then he polishes the top, then he, he checks out his jacket to make sure there aren't any stains on it, and he gets down, it's all comfy for the end of the show, and then he starts, I know you're about to do it, he starts putting down that music to get us out of here. You're a fine, I don't care how old you are, Jungle. You're a fine man, Jungle Jim. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how old I am. I hear you. This is failing up. This is Tim Maher. Bye-bye.